To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Hi, and welcome to episode 11 of Mouse Manners and More podcast. Today we have Hannah.
Hi.
And Morgan.
Hi.
And Todd.
Hello.
And Kristen.
Hello.
And Becky.
Hi.
Quit being mean.
Just trying to match Kristen.
And today we're going to go over a part of our last trip in October. And we're going to concentrate on the Halloween party that we went to. I guess we'll start out by just when we first started to enter, and how you get tickets to, does anybody got any news?
I do!
Imagine that. Since you wrote it down on a piece of paper that says news.
Yes, I've got some.
Okay.
Disney contributed $2 million to,
the Ewoks?
The people. It's called the Hurricane Sandy Relief Fund.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah.
And I have some other news. The Very Merry Christmas opens on November the 9th, and that day is actually sold out already.
So sorry about your luck.
So here's the news. So, you might be able to go, but not anymore.
Too late.
It just opens that day. So the opening day is sold out, but it goes until probably after Christmas.
Yeah. So maybe the next podcast you can tell somebody of the Christmas party that's already gotten sold out too.
Yay!
So the next time you listen to the podcast, don't take any of Becky's news to heart because everything's going to be sold out. You can see it on video from somebody else that got in there.
You know what? The 9th is sold out, but nobody said anything about the 25th.
What about the 10th? Hey, you got any other news?
Disney gave Lucasfilms $4.05 billion.
Half of that in cash.
Were you guys at the last podcast that we had? Just wondering. Use the Force. Remember way back, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
We were in another dimension.
We had a podcast, and we talked about this already.
Woo!
Woo! Well, my news is late. Sorry.
Oh. Got any other news?
Like nope.
More relevant early news?
Nope.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of the Star Wars thing, Todd did find out that Zac Efron is being considered
for
Afro.
Efron. Efron. It's with an E, not an A.
Why don't they say Efron?
It's not two E's.
I don't
it's
think
Efron.
What's wrong with you? Gosh. Did they put that many in the front? It's like an engine starting. Zach Efron is being considered for Star Wars. Anybody else any news? He's being considered for the Star Wars, the next Star Wars, right?
So James Franco.
There's lots of rumors for the stars that would fill multiple roles of Luke, Princess Leia, Han Solo. Lots of options. So
you could just recast High School Musical, right?
Yeah, you could.
So Zac Efron could, Efron could be Han Solo. You could get that guy that did the, he was like, Sharpay's brother?
Yeah.
He could be Luke.
Yeah.
And then
Vanessa Hudgens could be.
Vanessa Hudgens could be Leia. Who could be Chewie? Don't you dare say me.
What is he going to chew on?
Huh?
What is he going to chew on?
It'll
be Sharpay's
doggy.
Oh, yeah.
She can't carry like a dog around.
That's actually her director's dog.
Well, her director dog can be small, Chewie.
Yes, sure.
Huh?
Who's Chewie?
Chewbacca.
Oh! How about, and since the times have changed, Sharpay can be the big, ugly, blobbery thing.
What do you mean times have changed?
Blobbery.
Well, they used to have large people on TV, like back in the Dukes of Hazzard days.
What is that?
They do not have large people on TV anymore.
Yeah, they do.
Mike and Molly.
Mike and Molly.
Really? It's a show about large people.
So why would Sharpay be in some other different time when she's like a skinny girl?
Saying another time.
But she's skinny. She's not large.
What is it? What is the big thing's name?
The big thing. Jabba?
Yeah. She'll be Jabba.
So Sharpay's going to be Jabba. That's insane. I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, you totally...
Whatever. Then we'll have Fat Albert, okay?
Isn't he dead or something?
They kind of sound the same.
Who is the voice of Fat Albert?
I don't know!
Bill Cosby?
Bill Cosby. Yeah.
So you're going to dress up Bill Cosby like Jabba the Hutt?
There you go.
I don't think he'd go for that role.
Maybe I can pull it off, but Cosby could.
What? Wait, we're supposed to be talking about Disney.
Are you analyzing, you've analyzed the Jabba the Hutt role for the new Star Wars movie, and you came up with one person that could pull it off, and it's Bill Cosby. Do you understand he's like 85 or 90 years old?
I understand that, but he's Bill Cosby. Yeah.
What? Oh, my brain totally hurts right now. Does anybody?
That would be a little strange to have Bill Cosby and have who did you say?
Fat Albert.
No, the girl.
Vanessa Hudgens.
Vanessa Hudgens on the rope on the chain.
What?
Well, he has her around the. She's got a chain on her neck.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, hey, hey! You're a bounty hunter. Hey, the force be with you. Going to perk somebody in carbonite today. You want some jello pudding with your carbonite?
Pudding.
Pudding. Okay. I know what we're dressing up for the next Halloween party. I'm dressed up as a Vanessa Hudgens, Princess Leia.
I'm dressed up as the Jabba Hutt Bill Cosby character. Hey, hey, let me in. I need a jello pudding pop and some of Reese's peanut butter cups.
I want to be the guy that pulls his hat down over his eyes.
What character is that?
You're Fat Albert.
We're talking about Star Wars. We're not talking about Mush Mouth.
Scooby Dooby Dooby. You're going to go to the Death Star today? Hey, hey, hey. Take a look at me today. Does anybody have any more news? So bad. You know, half the people that listen to, we have worked so hard to get our fan base going. I don't think they're called fans. I think there are more people that just sit in there to laugh at us. I think it's people that just want to sit and laugh. I just wonder if how many people have shut this episode down so far. We haven't gotten to the meat of it. Why did you hand somebody a cookie?
You said meat.
And somebody handed me a chocolate chip cookie. I don't think that's one of the four food groups. This is part of my food pyramid. Brownies and cookies.
Yes, it is.
It is.
How am I going to edit this out? Okay. So we're talking about the Halloween party, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Mickey's not so scary Halloween party.
In theory.
And well, yeah. Well, at least we're planning our costumes out. So to get there, it's an additional expense to the theme park ticket that you've got already.
Yeah. close to $80 per person.
Yeah.
Not quite that high, or at least this year it wasn't, but close to it.
And with that, you get in. You can get in all day long, right? But to get on the rides and stuff, they close the park off to the normal people.
Yeah, I would say not all day. Probably like
4 o'clock is when they let you.
Four o'clock you can get in with Halloween party ticket. You can get in at 4.
And then you, but they start putting the decorations and stuff up later, right? Like the balloons out in the front and all. I mean, the place is decorated no matter what.
Yeah, as close to 7 as possible.
So you get in and they give you a wristband so you can get around to the different areas and trick or treat and all that stuff. And that's how you ride the rides too, right?
Yeah, if you don't have a wristband after 7, you cannot get on the rides. You cannot get candy.
You can shop, I think.
You can shop, but I don't know that you can get the special Halloween merchandise that they have for the Halloween parties if you don't have a wristband.
You probably still get general food that's
open. You can get like any other merchandise you can buy at the store, but they have specific merchandise for just the Halloween party, like t-shirts. I don't think you can get those without a wristband on.
Oh, gotcha.
Did they check you? I don't remember.
Yeah, I mean, especially
with I don't remember candy. That they checked me, but mm-hmm. I mean, my wrist was right there.
Yeah, I don't remember. So. Yeah.
But I mean, I remember seeing some of the cast members check. I know that when we were back in over in Tomorrowland, they were checking. You just hold your wrist up. And,
wow, really? Yeah. I mean, if you ride all your rides during the day and come 7 o'clock, you can just stay and eat, shop, and watch the special parade mm-hmm. without purchasing a ticket.
Yeah. As long as you don't want to ride anything. I don't know that you can go see the special characters and all. I don't think you can do any of the special things because I think they will check your wristband.
Yeah.
Yeah, trick or treating. Wow.
So when you get in, you have to find the designated areas to go get the wristband, right? Show your ticket and then they give you the wristband and then you just go on from there.
Which I think you can get that at the front gate when you come in if it's after 4. Or, I know we usually get ours at Tomorrowland, mm-hmm. right across from Monsters, Inc., right there by Stitch's ride. They have a huge section set up there to take your ticket and put your wristband on you.
Yep. And then, so what's the special things that somebody might want to purchase the ticket for? Because it's an extra added expense, so what's the advantages of it?
Well, one of them is there's special characters such as the villains that you can have your picture taken with and sign your autograph book if you want, are only there during that time of the year.
All of them together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Right. In the past, we've been to this party twice. The previous one, they had Cinderella's carriage out with pumpkins all out around it. You get your picture taken by it, which was kind of special because you don't see that very often.
And it was just like a glass carriage. It wasn't just like a little carriage that they would put in a parade and then ride.
I didn't see that this year, but the past year that we saw that, it was over at Fantasyland and where they're doing all that construction over there. I don't think they had it because of that.
So you get to meet the characters and then you also get to go trick-or-treating. Right? They have particular stands that you can go to, and it's designated by, like, balloons with, like, a Mickey head pumpkin on the top of it or something, or candy or something like that.
Yeah, so they have those on a light pole or a flagpole type thing, and you can pick up a pamphlet specifically for finding those areas that evening.
Yep.
And the special... Dance parties and stuff.
And
they have one at Cosmic Rays, and they have one over by Space Mountain.
Space Mountain. Mm-hmm.
The lines for the candy typically are really, really heavy when they start opening up. You have to stand in line forever to get in there.
They go pretty fast, though.
But they go pretty fast.
If you can wait it out, though, there's, like, no wait, and people are just begging to give you all that candy. So you just...
At the end.
If you can ride the rides or go see the parade or something and wait until the end.
And they really don't run out of candy. They have, you'll see them carting candy through the park during the party. I mean, and the boxes say 30 pounds of candy. I mean, they have tons of candy.
You can get a lot of candy.
This is Disney World. They don't run out of almost anything.
And they even give you candy as you're going out of the park that night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We saw a fella that, and he was actually in, retired-looking, aged man, and he had 3 full bags of candy, and he was as happy as could be about that.
So it's not just for kids; it's for adults too.
Yeah, you can go through those candy lines as many times as you want. They don't stamp your hand or recognize you in any way. You can just keep coming back and forth.
And you can, and a lot of people that are there actually do trick or treat. I mean, they dress up.
Yeah, that's one of the greatest things I like about it is seeing all the adults, you know, in their different costumes. So you'll see them dressed as much as the kids.
Yeah, in
so
fact,
that's really cool.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I mean, the ones that we've seen that were really, really cool was like the Thor. We saw the guy that was dressed up as Thor, and I swear that guy must have been 7 feet tall. He looked just like Thor because his body build was that way. And
yeah, he's a big guy.
Yeah. Yeah, we see a lot of different characters.
And they had, like, 7 people in those ECVs, and they all had their
scooters decorated like a mine train, and they were all dressed up like the Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah, that was cute.
Mm-hmm. I think that was my favorite.
Now, there are some that are not Disney appropriate. Becky and I had gone early in the evening, and we were sitting in Cosmic Rays, and we were charging iPhones for the dads while they rode Space Mountain or something. And
thank you.
We turn around and look, and there's this lady, and she has this black costume on, huge, like, poofy black skirt, has bats all over it, has these huge bat wings that were the size of a small child.
Bigger than a small child.
Now, we saw her during the daytime the first time and had her face painted. She just was not appropriate.
She was for, very creepy.
Yeah, for a Mickey's not-so-scary Halloween party, she was scary.
Scary.
Later that evening, we happened upon her again. Her wings lit up.
People get creative.
I mean, it was a very creative costume, but was it appropriate for Disney with all those kids around? No.
No. I thought it was going to give me nightmares.
So, I mean, you kind of need to consider that when you're thinking of your costumes. There are little children around, and they do get scared. So
her facial expression went with that costume.
Exactly.
We never saw a smile on her face. In fact, I was wondering, it made me think, wonder if she had a bomb under her dress.
Yeah, because it was big enough to hold one.
What?
I mean, it was poofy.
Yeah, she
it was like one of those Southern Belle dresses that had the big poofy hoop under it. It was that big out.
They, you know,
stood by us while we watched the parade.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that Disney goes through great lengths for checking your bags, purses, sacks, coolers, whatever you bring in. But seeing her made me wonder, you know, I wonder if they checked under her dress. And I bet they
did.
I'm sure they do. Well, I bet they didn't. You didn't let me finish. I bet they didn't. So, you know, if
what's
it, it just made me want, it made me second guess how Disney kind of.
What costumes they allowed. They shouldn't have allowed that. That's very.
It was creepy.
Would it have been appropriate for an adult Halloween party somewhere off Disney property?
Oh, sure.
Sure. Sure. It was very creative. It was a great costume. But it was not appropriate for Disney.
Other things which make it worth it to go to the Halloween party is the parade.
The parade's awesome.
Yeah.
They have two parades, two different times. They have special fireworks, Hallowishes, but the parade is cool.
And you have to see the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, about 5 minutes before the Headless Horseman rides through the parade route, so that's very cool.
That's awesome. That pretty much makes the parade.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was fun.
It's kind of an atmosphere of trick-or-treating with the parade, all of the villains that are out, the lighting that they have, all of the trick-or-treating candy. Typically, the lines on rides are pretty low, especially if you go later. It gets really, really low. Then
you can just walk on a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, after that first parade, it's pretty.
So what do you guys think about? I mean, would you guys... So we've been to a lot of holiday. We've been to the Christmas. We've been to Flower and Garden. We've been to Halloween. Is it a returnability type thing? I mean, would you...
I would probably do it again just because the lines are less and it is Magic Kingdom. Especially once I get all the new stuff open, I think it'll be well worth it. It's just a different atmosphere for Magic Kingdom for the kids. And even though our kids are 12, get ready to go on 13, I think it's different for them. And they get to see it in a different way. And they get to see, they can dress up if they want. They can see the little kids dressed up. They get to see different things. And I think it's just, I would do it again.
Yeah, it's not spooky as much as it is, like what you say, just a different atmosphere that they present. And it'd be awesome if you lived down there and that was the place that you went and trick-or-treated at, too. That'd be pretty cool.
Now, I will say, and Becky can attest to this, if you're trying to get the special merchandise, the T-shirts, that kind of stuff, get your Black Friday on because that's how it is. They will fight you for it. They reach in. It is like a mad dash to those T-shirts.
It's scary.
And you have to grab what you can grab when you can grab it, or you don't get it. And they're gone, like, in 5 minutes, they're gone.
Wow.
But then we came back through the stores later, and the racks are filled.
Well, with certain sizes. But they don't put it out until 7 o'clock, exactly. And there are people standing there at 7 o'clock, exactly, and it's a large group of people. Between the two of us, we were grabbing and, you know, we were trying to grab whatever sizes we could grab for the families, and it's all Black Friday.
It really is. And in fact, we sat there and discussed with the other ladies that were standing there waiting that we weren't going to go crazy because it wasn't worth it. But when we heard those shirts were out, all of us went crazy, plus all the other people that were in, at the right place were going nuts.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I would, for me, I would definitely do the Halloween thing again, but maybe every, like, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it every single year. Mm-hmm. It'd get old after every single year.
Yeah, it is a fun thing to do. Just something different to do.
So it's different than the Christmas party where you probably do that every single year. Or would you do that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Christmas has just a different
feeling. The Christmas has a different feeling. I don't know if I'd do the Christmas party every single year either.
Because we have to travel through ice.
Because that's true.
And possibly snow.
It would depend. I mean, we've done the Christmas party twice. We've done the Halloween party twice. We've done the Pirate and Princess party when they had that. Mm-hmm. They're all nice. And I would do them all again. Because you have to kind of step back and think about it as the parks are less crowded at that point. Regardless of if it's sold out or not, they're still less crowded than what they would normally be.
Mm-hmm.
So there is less wait. If your kids are the kind of kids that want to ride stuff, they can just get on those rides. If you have smaller kids, they're wanting to see those characters. Your older kids are wanting to ride the rides. So you've got a kind of a split kind of group of people in there, and you get to experience a little bit more than what you would experience on a normal park day.
Yeah, and the small kids, they dwindle out around 8.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's about an hour, and then the small kids are gone back to bed or to get, you know,
well,
eat their candy.
Yeah, even Morgan and I, we bail before you guys do.
Or, you know, getting want to see the first parade, then they'll leave after that, or wait for Hallowishes, then they'll leave after that. So like I said, after Hallowishes is a good time to catch the layer parade and then go to the rides. You know, that's why, you know, people, you can either go get your candy first, and that's what I said, that's where the big crowds is. But if you can wait till later, candy lines are emptier, and even the rides go faster, mm-hmm. you know. So it just depends what you want to do, you know. But, you know, you're paying an extra, so we like to do things other than rides because, I mean, you know, the rides are there all the time. Granted, the lines are shorter. You don't have to wait as long. But still, you could do, you know, there's other things to do besides just to ride the rides. You got, you know, there's probably 12, 15 different candy stations, and they spread them around different areas, so it's not concentrated.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the dance parties. You're not going to see those dance parties every time.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to see those on a normal park day.
Special things.
So, I mean, that, to me, that's worth it alone.
Yeah, like I said, the villains mix and mingle is, it's, you know, it's real nice. It's out in front of the castle and they'll come down and, you know, like I said, they come down to the crowd. You take pictures, you can talk to them and stuff like that. So it's cool.
What were your all's favorite rides or favorite things to do?
At the Halloween parties.
The parade.
The parade because of where we got to sit.
And that was all thanks to you. Because you were on a scooter. That was awesome.
The only thing I didn't like was the Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Yeah, there was a fellow that cut into the handicapped area and was standing right at the rope. And there was another wheelchair person that came along, and he should have been in that space where the Bill Nye guy was. So it was kind of weird. But I fixed that.
Which is another Manners thing. They have a whole section roped off for handicapped people. And when we got there, of course, Hannah was on the scooter. They told us, and it wasn't full by any means at that point when we got there. They told us that the scooter or the wheelchairs or scooters need to be in the front and the family needs to stand behind them. You know, that is understandable, and that's what you would expect. But then you had family members of other people there that just kind of butted their way in and took over. And they were standing. They should not have been up front.
At the rope.
At the rope. And there were people with wheelchairs that could not get up to the rope because these people were in the way. That's just not right. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, some of the cast members they had working that area were too busy talking to pay attention to it. So they had to have it pointed out to them. Once it was pointed out to them, they came over and told the people that they needed to move.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, these handicapped people are at a disadvantage. They can't, you know, okay, some people in wheelchairs can stand up out of their wheelchair. Some cannot. Whether they can or cannot, they're in a wheelchair for a reason. They need to be able to be up there in front so they can see. They're sitting down. They have a different vantage point than someone standing. Mm-hmm. Or someone that can stand up on a wall, which is what I did. I mean, you had to take that into consideration. You know, it's roped off for wheelchairs for a reason. If you're able to move and walk around, get out of the way. Yeah. Let the wheelchair people be in front. Be considerate. It's consideration. That's all it is. Common courtesy. You know, unfortunately, the guy that was trying to get up to the rope, he was trying to be nice. And he kind of parked his scooter and tried to scoot out of it and tried to stand up and see. He shouldn't have had to do that.
No. Yeah.
You know, but that's the cast member's fault. The cast members need to tell them they cannot sit there. There's a reason that the rope is there that has the handicap sticker on it or thing on it. There's a reason for that. If you, as a cast member, cannot tell a person at the park that they can't sit there because they're not handicapped, then you don't need to be working that station.
Mm-hmm. We met a couple of really nice people, though, in the handicap section.
The from, other handicapped people?
Yeah, from Los Angeles.
They were really nice.
Somebody that's never been to the Halloween party and wanted to possibly go? You think it's...
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely go.
So I think it's all worth it. And when did it end? It started at 7. When did it
end? 12. Midnight.
12.
Midnight? Mm-hmm. And usually it's the same thing where we've always kind of talked about. If you kind of hang out a little bit, the stores are still open, but boy, it really gets... For lack of a better term, I guess it's a good Halloween term. It gets kind of dead around there.
Yeah. Well, that was, I mean, we rode Haunted Mansion. We were the last ones on that ride. They shut, very last ones. And after that, we were it.
That was
they shut
really
it down.
Cool.
That was the night that we did that party. And then walking out of there, there was like nobody in the park. I think there was like some people coming out of Frontierland through Liberty Square. But otherwise, it was cast members and the cleaning crew, and it was totally empty.
Yeah. Great picture opportunities.
And the lighting's different at night, too. So
yeah, and I got the different music going on in the background loops. It's just really cool. I would recommend it. You know, we don't get to go down every holiday season, but try to alternate between Christmas and the Halloween party. And, you know, when you go, you know, keep it balanced like that. And
it's worth it.
Yeah. And the girls are so excited about it.
They were excited about it. They're just tired tonight.
Well, that's cool.
You can't dress up, you know. Everybody else does it.
Yeah, I'd encourage. Because
we planned on it, and we could never all agree on the same costume. And we don't
which, want to after seeing some of those older people in costumes, I'm really glad we didn't.
Which ones? Costumes? Older people in costumes?
Yeah.
We just seen a lot of princesses and Prince Charmings. I've seen several of those costumes. Bob and like Hannah, I think probably the best one was the Snow White and Seven Dwarfs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we've seen them afterwards, awesome. Too, over at the TTC, and that was kind of cool as well.
It was a very involved construction of that
mm-hmm.
mine train. It was cool. So, yeah, and I wouldn't feel bad if I wanted to dress up, because everybody else, I wouldn't feel out of place if
no,
I dressed up.
No, you wouldn't.
There'll be a lot more adults, you know, dress up.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
No, that's, like I said, that's one of the things, fun things I could do, just go get something to eat, just sit on a bench somewhere and just watch the people go by and just kind of, you know, take pictures or just look at the costumes of the adults that's dressed up.
Yeah. Some of them were so intricate and awesome. It was...
Yeah, I mean, some of them, like I said, we talked to, you know, start planning their costume in May or June, you know, what they're going to wear. So, you know, a lot of them are very elaborate. And a lot of them just go to the costume store and the next night wear it. You know, a lot of them are handmade or homemade.
Mm-hmm.
So it really goes into creativity, some of those costumes. So.
Well, cool. Well, nobody has anything else. Then thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast going through the Halloween party, and all of our contact information is in the show notes. And we'd like to have your feedback if you went to the Halloween party and what you would suggest. And if you want to communicate with us and tell us how good we're doing, if you want to say how bad we're doing, then all of our email has been
totally contact Todd.
Our email's shut down. All right. Well, thanks again for listening.
Up all your dreams or magical dreams?
What?
Well, he almost screwed up on
it. I did.
No, you didn't screw up.
No, I didn't.
You had a dramatic pause.
Hope all your dreams are magical dreams.
And hope Kristen stops coughing. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. You're good. We got it.